And apologies that we came out late, just a little administrative issue. The report sets out some of the work we've done in the last quarter. We won't go over all of it, it's a little bit technical, but it's good progress against a number of issues in terms of quality assurance and slightly reshaping one of the teams. That's very positive. You'll see also that there's some progress around a joint commissioning team working with colleagues in public health, and there's more to do on that. And we also highlight that the revised early health strategy to be completed next quarter, so try and tie those things up. The one thing that I did want to bring to people's attention, because it is an ask of people around this table, is around the Troubled Families programme. Nationally, I was concerned when I got this letter from DCLG, which said basically you're behind on your targets for attachments, which means families you engage with, and the reward grant. But I was, well, I shouldn't be, but I was slightly heartened by the fact that I then worked out that about 50% of all the councils in the UK got the same letter, because it is, the DCLG have set very, very challenging targets for reasons best known to themselves, and the profiling of those targets is quite tricky. And as we pointed out to them, it could have been profiled differently, which would have meant that it would have been better for local authorities and easier for local authorities to hit those targets. In other words, they're trying to get all the money out of the system by 31st of March 19, whereas our profile goes beyond that. And they're not counting anything that goes beyond it, but we are, and you can claim for it. All very complicated stuff. The bottom line is, and the ask of partners, is that whilst we, and as we see in the document, whilst we do have a significant number of referrals for the Troubled Families programme, it would be really, really helpful if you can keep the awareness high, keep those referrals coming in, and going back to earlier comments about Think Family, also I think Troubled Family, and we will then try and find ways in which they, if they do meet the criteria, to allocate them against the attachments. So it's a little bit of jumping through the DCLG's hoops, and there's a little bit of reinvigorating the work as well. And I think if I can ask people to take that away and ask their colleagues, because there are, it's not just the local authority thing, there are families that all of our agencies come into contact with, that if you start thinking, well, perhaps they could get some help from the Troubled Families program, bang them thoroughly, we can then make the judgment. So that's my plea.
Today, Jeff, and then Zonia. Jeff.
Sorry. So I haven't had a chance to read the report on the Troubled Families stuff, Steve, but is there any real benefit to the island and to the health and well-being of Troubled Families on the other side through this, what was initially a political initiative? Thank you, Chair.
What we've done, and probably why we've got this letter actually, is that we have tried genuinely to use it to deliver better services at the early health level for children, young people and their families. So we've tried to take the money in the programme and say, yeah, we're going to make this work for us. There is another way to do that, which is box ticking, and to look at children and families that you've already worked with and say, actually, yeah, that meets the criteria, and we've not done that because that doesn't bring any additionality. My sense is that some authorities that have done that box ticking exercise are probably not getting this letter because they've got the numbers, but actually what we wanted to do was create additionality. And I know Serena, who knows this inside out, was very involved in that early on, because that's what some of the that was the impact we want to have. And I do think it genuinely, I think it has two impacts. One is it's provided additional resource and additional ability for us to work with families at the early help stage. And I think the other thing it's helped us to do is to reframe some services so that we better start to think about services that look at the whole family and look at them in a slightly different way. So I think there have been benefits, but I'm keen that people know that we pursued it in order to get benefits rather than to do a tick box exercise.
Yes, thank you. We had exactly the same experience with the stage one of Troubled Families program, when the uptake was very slow at the beginning of the program and then sped up significantly. And exactly in the same way as Steve said now, we asked partners. And one partner was, two partners were particularly beneficial for us in identifying families which need support. One was education sector, and second one was charity sector. I'm just wondering whether it forced to re-engage with them again and sort of constantly remind them about the opportunities. But I also feel that service that was transformed for stage two for troubled families is a good service here on the island. There are a lot of good arrangements in place. It's just a very slow process and a lot of hoops. So I really hope you will overcome it.
I mean, the other thing I would say is that we've got, last quarter, we've got 750 families attached, and that's more than we've ever had before. So it's not like we're, it's not that we're dropping off, it's just that we're not keeping up with the pace that the government wants us and lots of other places to do. So it's about the degree of acceleration, not that we're slowing down.
Thank you for that. So I don't think there's anything more other than what you've already asked us to do, so that's fine. So we've reached the conclusion of the list of reports. I just want to engage with the members. Are you happy with that approach? Because what we've done there is concise the reports down. You've read them in advance. We've concentrated on what we can do. And we've got through quite a lot. I mean, my general target is trying to get to 11:30 if we can, and be no more than 2 hours. So any other comments from people before I can?
Can we just ensure that we get them in due time to be able to read them? I have no problem reading documents at 5 o'clock in the morning, but I'd rather not have to.
That's fine, message received. Okay, so the last item on the